kind of feel a duty or an obligation, or I've been so blessed in my life. I've been so lucky. It's not like I'm an altruistic person, because I'm not. I'm not. Everyone operates out of self-interest. But I almost feel like, you can call it whatever you want, but I feel like I'm on a mission sometimes, and I have to, I'm the messenger in a way, and I don't know how that's going to sound, but sometimes I'll make a picture, and I'll feel like this, I don't know if I talked about this last time, but I feel like this power coming down and grabbing me by the neck and turning my head and saying, shoot now, you idiot, there's the picture. And I feel at that time a belief in a God or a higher power that this has made me more spiritual. If you're open to this, and you're open to that, if you're receptive to the photograph, you become the instrument, you become the messenger. And if the picture has any power or any, if it's memorable and people react to it, you know, whatever that strength that that picture has, I was just an instrument to deliver that. That's how I feel. And when I'm doing these kinds of projects, I feel like, you know, I pray for humility and I pray for the ability to not to do a service to that story. I pray that I'll be able to serve the story with grace and get a damn picture that'll be useful to somebody. And that's how I feel. Now, when I go out and I do a project for a magazine or a commercial project, I don't change for that. I'm not serving some higher, greater good or anything, but I'm still trying to shoot in the same way. I still feel there's something meaningful there, and whether it's being used for an ad or something else, the picture is meaningful to me, to myself, as a real moment. That was one of the epiphanies I had about the transformation of a life doing documentary, fine art, and then funding that through doing commercial work, and how I have this through line of my personal work into the commercial work. I don't change my eye for the commercial work. And the epiphany I had about that was, it doesn't matter if the moment was taken on a street, captured on the fly, the decisive moment, or if it was a created environment where I was directing actors and a moment happened within the context of that created commissioned job, the moment still has to resonate. It still has to be real in my work and what I'm being paid to do in commercial work. The moment still has to resonate and be as real as if I found it. So therefore, ergo, it is a real moment because I'm acting like a director and I'm letting the situation unfold and I'm getting a real moment.